Greetings and welcome to Catholic Cardinal Reflections, the regular podcast of the Catholic community at Stanford University. This is a weekly podcast of Sunday homilies and theological reflections given by the staff of the Catholic community and their guests. Today's speaker is Reverend John Kerrigan, Deacon of the Catholic community. It is the second Sunday in Ordinary Time, and the readings are from Cycle C.
With the new year upon us, and as our little planet takes another spin around the sun, and also this being the beginning of Ordinary Time in the church calendar, I thought that I'd frame my thoughts with the symbol of a simple circle. More to the point, though, I want to invite all of you to join me in exploring the circle of grace, the circle of justice, and the circle of community, each of which is so much a part of our Christian heritage. But first, a question. Have you ever been at a wedding where the bride is coming down the aisle, and she's halfway down the aisle, and some guy standing next to you, we'll call him Kyle, leans over to you, rolls his eyes, and says, "Oh, whatever." No, you haven't. Of course you haven't. And here's why that's never happened. No matter how many times your heart's been broken, no matter how jaded or cynical you've become, no matter how often you roll your eyes in matters of love, when the bride comes down the aisle, something within you is hushed, is silenced. You find yourself saying, "This is life unfolding, and whatever you do, don't stand against it." Think back to a wedding you've attended, or your own wedding day. I can recall vividly a moment at my wedding nearly 30 years ago. I was standing at the foot of the altar at nearby Nativity Church when the rear doors opened, and in the archway, the silhouette of my wife-to-be was standing, luminous against the sun behind her. Now, can you think of a similar memory in your life? Weddings have a dreamlike quality about them, don't they? Every word spoken means more than it says. Every gesture, the clasping of hands, the exchanging of rings, is rich in mystery. It's almost as though something inside of you and me draws a circle around the event. We find ourselves saying, "Let that be what it is, an icon of divine reality." That's what a circle of grace looks like. It should come as no surprise, then, that the prophet Isaiah uses the image of marriage as a symbol of God's relationship with Israel. The metaphor of a spousal relationship is found throughout Hebrew scriptures. It describes the connection between the Almighty and the people of God. Now, it's important to note that Isaiah, in today's first reading, has a particular concept of God in mind. His God is not a watchman on the lookout for trespassers. Rather, Isaiah's God watches to woo. Near the end of today's passage, the prophet presents an unapologetic and unabashed reference to a honeymoon. His is not a peck on the cheek, God. No, Isaiah compares God's love to sweaty bodies and tangled sheets. Now, personally, this is a challenging picture of God for me to handle. Reared in New York City, my image of the Almighty is more of a fighter than a lover, fashioned in the likeness of a Vince Lombardi or a Bill Belichick, a coach whose approval is contingent upon winning. So for a moment, consider your own image of God. Is it similar to that of Isaiah, a passionate presence who yearns for the pleasure of your company? Are you and I willing to admit that what is really omnipotent about God is the Almighty's love? It has no limits. Nothing can stop God from loving us. Similarly, like a mother, the Almighty's omnipresence is full of care and tenderness. Grace is the gift that God bestows out of love for each of us. Are you and I willing to enter the circle of grace into which God continually calls us? Now let's shift gears for a moment. Today's gospel passage invites you and me to the wedding feast at Cana. We know the story well. Jesus changed about 180 gallons of water into wine, thus saving the newly married couple from social disgrace. This afternoon, though, I'd like to call attention to Jesus' mother, Mary, who put in an equally remarkable performance. To begin with, she behaves in a manner that's counter to the prevailing expectations of a woman of her time. Rather than be silent, she speaks. Eschewing passivity, she acts. And far from being receptive to the wishes of the leading man, she contradicts him and persuades him to act otherwise. Mary takes charge. She organizes matters so that a bountiful abundance soon flows to those in need. Mary's prophetic words, "They have no wine," echo through the ages to people in need. They have no food, no clean water, no educational opportunities, no safe haven, no homeland. It is no coincidence that the more than 1,000 apparitions of the Mother of Jesus over the centuries are almost exclusively to the poor, the powerless, and the marginalized. Just as Mary's words propelled Jesus into action at Cana, her challenging words address us as a church, the body of Christ here today. Her voice reverberates throughout the centuries, saying, "They have no wine. You have to act." This is the circle of justice into which God invites you and me every day. Which brings us, strangely enough, to World Youth Day, which is actually a week of activities for young pilgrims from around the world to pray and to worship and to celebrate their Catholic faith. It begins this Tuesday in Panama, and we're very excited to say that we have almost a dozen students from Stanford who'll be attending the festivities. The sponsors of World Youth Day stated that the Blessed Virgin Mary is at the heart of their theme for 2019. They note Mary's words from the Magnificat, "I am the servant of the Lord. May it be done to me according to your will." As such, the World Youth Day theme of discernment and service fits well with those we find in Paul's letter to the disciples in Corinth. To him is given the manifestation of the Spirit for the common good. This third circle is the circle of community. To each member of our Catholic community here at Stanford, and to all who are baptized, are given the gifts of wisdom, knowledge, healing, interpretation. And with these gifts comes the same challenge as those attending World Youth Day, to become increasingly aware of the will of God in their lives and to act accordingly. Our world is sorely in need of the gifts of each of us, to bring healing to civil discourse, to a deeper ethical sensibility in the use of technology and social media, and above all, to help instill a spirit of judgment and discernment in young people, or those of us who strive to be young at heart. So as we gather at the table of the Lord this afternoon, let's carry with us these three circles, and let's envision each of them as an invitation. First, to a relationship with God who loves us beyond our understanding. Second, to a mission that challenges injustice and lifts up the poor of the world. And third, to a community of faith where we all contribute according to our gifts for the good of all humanity.
This has been a presentation of Catholic Cardinal Reflections, the regular podcast of the Catholic community at Stanford University. Director Gary Glover, with music by Albert Tommaso and Shane Clarkson. For more information, please visit our website at web.stamfordcatholic.org or visit our offices on the third floor of Old Union. And if you are a homebound member of the Catholic community and would like to schedule a visit or Holy Communion, please see web.stamfordcatholic.org/homebound for contact information.